This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are bundling up as fierce cold, snow, and ice is forecast for areas from the nation's midsection to the East Coast. The governors of the Carolinas and Virginia have declared states of emergency. The National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard.
Some of those freezing rain accumulations could get up towards a tenth, quarter of an inch. So certainly could be causing some issues. And then snowfall accumulations look to generally be in the 3 to 6 inch range from Northeast North Carolina into Southeast Virginia.
Don't ever stop rocking. That's what the family of rock superstar Meatloaf is saying as it reveals that Meatloaf died yesterday. Remember, I'd do anything for love. Meatloaf was 74. We don't yet have a cause of death or any details. It's the first attempt by the January 6th House Committee to get information from inside the Trump family.
The committee's asking Ivanka Trump to voluntarily cooperate by talking about her actions during the insurrection by Donald Trump's backers. Panel Chair Benny Thompson says she was in direct contact with her father during key moments. The committee wants to know what she knew about his efforts to pressure then-Vice President Pence to reject the election results and about any concerns she may have heard from Pence's staff, lawmakers, and others. The panel cites testimony that Ivanka Trump urged her father to stem the violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Do you think the world is worse off now than, say, 5 years ago? The UN Secretary General says in many ways it is. Antonio Guterres blames the pandemic, the climate crisis, and geopolitical tensions that have sparked conflict. There's word that defending champion Naomi Osaka has lost to Amanda Anisimova in the third round of the Australian Open. This is AP News. Now to the standoff over Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
The top diplomats of the US and Russia are holding crucial talks as a weeks-long standoff over Ukraine teeters on the cusp of a pivotal and potentially violent phase. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting in Geneva, once a key Cold War crossroads, trying to avert a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine amid Moscow's demands for concessions from NATO over its relationship with the former Soviet Republic. Washington and its allies have repeatedly promised severe consequences, such as biting economic sanctions, though not military action, against Russia if an invasion goes ahead by the 100,000 Russian troops who've been positioned near the Ukrainian border for weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow fell 313 points yesterday. The S&P and the Nasdaq were down as well. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.